Barbados has taken delivery of its second set of COVID-19 vaccines, and the first batch under the World Health Organization administered global COVAX facility. Kezia Innes reports.
The vaccines, which are the first shipment under the Global Vaccine Distribution Initiative, overseen by the World Health Organization, arrived at the Grantley Adams International Airport at 7 a.m. this morning. The presentation ceremony, at which the Prime Minister Mia Mottley received the vaccines, was attended by United Nations Residence Coordinator in Barbados and the OECS, Didier Trebek, various foreign diplomats, and individuals from various governmental agencies who play a key role in the vaccine campaign. During the presentation ceremony in the uncharacteristically quiet Gaia Inc. departure lounge, Prime Minister Mottley said procuring the vaccines is one major step, but the distribution is even more paramount.
One of the reasons why we were able to share and receive back is because we looked at a coordinated plan of execution and not simply access. It is like understanding the difference between vaccines and vaccinations. Vaccines are essential. But without the vaccination, we have not completed the mission. I today have joined other Caribbean leaders in continuing to reach out to the global community to say that, look, let us be sensible about how we coordinate distribution and match it to capacity to execute. And that without capacity to execute, all that we will have is access to vaccines, but we will not complete the mission without vaccination.
Minister of Health and Wellness Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick says this tranche of vaccines will enhance the island's fight against COVID-19.
What does this mean for us? 33,000 plus vaccines really represent a significant step forward in our fight against COVID as we pursue seeing Barbadians being able to return to as close as possible to the quality of life that we are accustomed living.
Kezia Innes, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, Prime Minister Mottley was a featured speaker at a World Health Organization online news conference this morning ahead of World Health Day tomorrow. She disclosed that the Caribbean has had extreme difficulty trying to obtain COVID-19 vaccines and noted that the WHO Director General, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, has had to intervene on several occasions on this region's behalf.
In the Caribbean, our journey has been torturous over the last year. And Dr. Tedros, I know that you have tried to intervene on numerous occasions to assist us. But the bald reality is that our market size, in many instances, is simply too small to command the attention of global pharmaceutical companies.
Meantime, the WHO head stressed the importance of all countries having equitable access to vaccines and urged national vaccination programs be implemented, especially targeting health workers and the vulnerable. He sees this as key to ending the pandemic.
Scaling up production and equitable distribution remains the major barrier to ending the acute stage of this pandemic. It is a travesty that in some countries, health workers and those at risk groups remain completely unvaccinated. WHO will continue to call on governments to share vaccine doses and fill the $22.1 billion gap for the equitable distribution of vaccines, rapid tests, and therapeutics.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
The opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Atherley, says the public needs to hear from the police in the Good Friday matter involving the Prime Minister Mottley and the owner of a cook shop at Deacon's Road. Speaking to Starcom Network News, he said, hearing the side of the police would end all of the speculation as it pertains to the way Ms. Mottley allegedly handled the situation.
We do not know what, from the police perspective, transpired. Why were they there in the first place? What is the tone and the atmosphere that obtained as they sought to exercise their duty? And if they, in fact, did engage in a conversation either by speaking to the Prime Minister or hearing the voice of the Prime Minister via somebody's phone, then what was the tone? What was the nature of the communication, etc.? We don't have that coming from the police, and I think that's the missing element in all of this.
This country's restaurant operators are hoping for a further easing of the COVID curfew when the current directives expire at mid-month. Zari Evelyn of Primo Restaurants tells Starcom Network News that with the current COVID numbers here trending downward, he hopes the curfew that now starts at 9 p.m. will be further rolled back to 11 p.m. He says this would make a big difference as the curfew restrictions have had a significant financial impact.
The latest setback, of course, has been the curfew and having to close up early so your staff can get home by 9 o'clock. That has posed a lot of challenges. It certainly has reduced the revenue by at least 60%. So we are, rather hopeful that maybe after the 15th of April, we would see the curfew lifted at least 7 o'clock so that people can come out and have a full dining experience. And that maybe by June or so, depending on how things continue, that we would start seeing a significant enough amount of tourists in the island that we can start back catering to tourists.
The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, has contracted COVID-19. We have an update from Sharon Hamilton-Cujo, head of news at our sister company, CCN TV6 in Trinidad.
Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley is in isolation and under medical care, having tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Rowley was due to get his COVID-19 vaccine live on national television at 2:30 this afternoon. This, of course, will no longer take place. He had been in Tobago for the long Easter holiday weekend and would have taken the jab there. A statement issued by the Office of the Prime Minister at 10:20 this morning said he began experiencing flu-like symptoms on Monday evening and was subsequently tested for the virus. Health Minister Terence D'Elsing told me a short while ago that he is on schedule to get his COVID jab at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the St. Joseph Enhanced Health Center. The event will be televised live. Mr. D'Elsing declined comment on the status of the Prime Minister. Sharon Hamilton-Cujo reporting from Port of Spain.
Coronavirus figures released by health authorities across South America show a number of countries grappling with a spike in infections and deaths. Uruguay and Paraguay registered record numbers of daily deaths, while the total number of COVID cases surpassed the 13 million mark in Brazil. The surge has been attributed to the spread of the Brazil variant. The variant is thought to be more than twice as transmissible as the original. Officials in St. Vincent and the Grenadines said they're adopting a wait-and-see position regarding activity at the La Soufriere volcano. The director of the National Emergency Management Organization there tells Starcom Network News there were more than 500 earthquakes yesterday, which led to panic in the country, but the organization sees no need to evacuate just yet. North Korea has announced it will not take part in the Tokyo Olympics this year, saying the decision is to protect its athletes from COVID-19. The decision puts an end to South Korea's hopes of using the games to engage with the North amid stalled cross-border talks. Pyongyang says it has no cases of the virus, but experts say this is unlikely. And Israel's president has asked Benjamin Netanyahu to form a new government following recent elections, which did not produce a clear winner. Mr. Netanyahu's Israel's caretaker prime minister got the most endorsements from MPs as a candidate to try to put a ruling coalition together. Neither he nor opposition parties won enough votes in last month's poll to be sure of forming a government. The elections in March were a record fourth in 2 years. Mr. Netanyahu's opportunity comes at the same time as he stands trial on charges of fraud, bribery, and breach of trust. He has denounced the accusations against him as a politically motivated witch hunt. Our top stories. Barbados takes delivery of its second batch of COVID-19 vaccines. Restaurant operators hoping for a further ease in curfew restrictions soon. The Trinidad Prime Minister tests positive for COVID-19. A COVID surge hits South America as the Brazil variant spreads, and St. Vincent officials in wait-and-see mode re-volcanic activity there and see no need to order an evacuation just yet. the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp admin to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.